Title: CMS finalizes mandatory ambulatory specialty model for cardiology and low back pain. Content: The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, recently finalized a rule establishing the new ambulatory specialty model, ASM, a mandatory value-based payment model that could apply to nearly one quarter of all physicians in select specialties starting January 1, 2027. The ASM applies to physicians providing services to address two high-expenditure chronic conditions among Medicare patients: heart failure, cardiology, and low back pain, pain management, interventional pain, neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, and physical medicine and rehabilitation. Participation will be mandatory for eligible clinicians practicing in geographic areas selected by CMS that will likely encompass approximately one quarter of U.S. core-based statistical areas, CBSAs, or metropolitan divisions nationwide. Published in connection with the calendar year, CY, 2026 Medicare Physician Fee Schedule, PFS, this alternative payment model represents a significant step in CMS's transition towards specialty-specific accountability for cost, quality, and care coordination in ambulatory care. The model has significant implications for specialty practices, particularly those participating in or aspiring to join accountable care organizations, ACOs. Additionally, the ASM will leverage components of the existing Merit-Based Incentive Payment System, MIPS/Medicare Value Pathways, MVPs, frameworks. For clinicians subject to MIPS/MVP, this model introduces a revised approach to performance scoring under a familiar framework. ASM in brief: beginning January 1, 2027, participating specialists will be evaluated based on their performance in four domains or performance categories based on the MIPS scoring framework: quality, cost, improvement activities, and interoperability, and scored relative to peers within their geographic region. The ASM involves two-sided risk, meaning that clinicians may receive positive, neutral, or negative payment adjustments to future Medicare Part B claims depending on their composite score based on the performance categories. Unlike MIPS, however, the ASM will require clinicians to report on measures and activities clinically relevant to their specialty type and chronic condition of focus, heart failure or low back pain. Additionally, under the MIPS framework, CMS assesses a clinician's performance against an entire pool of all MIPS participating clinicians, regardless of specialty type or service provided. However, the ASM modifies this approach, assessing individual clinical performance scores against only clinicians treating the same chronic condition. The ASM will be tested over 5 performance years, from January 1, 2027, through December 31, 2033, with performance measured during those years and corresponding payment adjustments applied to Medicare Part B claims on a 2-year lag, i.e., performance in CY 2027 will affect payment rates in CY 2029. In the first payment adjustment year, 2029, adjustments will range from approximately -9% to +9%, with larger potential adjustments in subsequent years. To ensure that the ASM results in savings, ASM will retain a percentage of the payments rather than distributing all funds as payment adjustments to the clinicians. To participate in the model, clinicians must have historically treated at least 20 applicable episodes per year. CMS will also identify participants based on historical claims data, publishing final participant lists and selected geographies in 2026. Performance categories: the 4 performance categories for the ASM are the same performance categories required for clinicians participating in MIPS, except that the ASM will measure quality and cost at the individual clinician level, except for small practices, while continuing to measure practice transformation and EHR interoperability at the group level. Quality: the quality measurement strategy for the ASM focuses on 3 domains related to utilization. 1. Excess utilization, 2. Evidence-based care and outcomes, and 3. Patient-reported outcomes and experience. The specific measures are intended to elevate the patient's voice and be clinically relevant for each specialty type for each of the 2 conditions, heart failure and low back pain. 1. Any addition or removal of a quality measure for an ASM cohort would be prospective only and will occur through notice and comment rule.